Proclamation number 0847 of 4th of April, 1939. Vermin. Technical aids. It is of extraordinary importance to know that the countless living beings must fulfill functions of their own accord which contribute to the preservation of other living beings. This is the case, for example, with all flying insects, because at the same time their ingestion of food is the cause of the transfer of the finest dust particles and thus serves to fertilize the plant world. The finest tools must serve the living creature for this activity, and this also explains the extremely finely constructed physique of such a being, which represents a true miniature work of art in God's creation. The being's reproductive activity is not always so obvious to people, and they are even less able to recognize its purpose with their physical eyes. Instead, they have to take refuge in faith and be convinced that nothing in the whole of creation is without purpose, that rather one always contributes to the existence of the other and is therefore necessary. Even what you humans call vermin is in a certain respect necessary for the continued existence of other living beings, and incidentally they also have the spiritual task of being bearers of infinitely many spiritual entities and not least test the human being's necessary power of resistance through their earthly activity. Life must offer the human being resistances of all kinds, since he can only mature by overcoming them. What sometimes seems unbearable to you can, on the other hand, even serve to increase your well-being physically, for you again do not know the many dangers to which the body would be exposed without the small and very small living beings that are constantly active to reduce them, some of which you are not able to see with your physical eyes. The surface of the earth, the water and the air are the abode of these beings. Through the technical inventions of man, the presence of the smallest living beings, which are invisible to the naked eye, has been established, but your knowledge only extends to a part of the infinitely many living beings, for creation is, as it were, composed of the tiniest living beings, which again are in themselves the pure work of wonder and illustrate the wisdom and omnipotence of God to him who is able to see with spiritual eyes and to the perfect spirit standing in the light. Amen.